I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So there's this thing that's trending, and I we want to talk about it, but it's, I feel like we're going to spend half of our time explaining what it is.
This is the first time I've ever heard of this.
Is it real? I've heard of it, but not to the extent that everybody's using it.
Okay.
We want you to call us and tell us the hill you want to die on. Now, when you hear that, some of you are like, oh, I know exactly what they're talking about, and you're already dialing your phone.
Right.
So if you're somebody who already knows, 303-222-5423. But for the rest of us, the hill you want to die on is something that you feel so strongly about that you're willing to just dig your, you're just digging your heels in going, no, man, I think that, like, our one of our two-headed monster producer back there, Aaron, is willing to die on the hill that the Beatles are the greatest band that ever walked the face of the earth.
Oh, okay. She's so passionate about that band that she will die on that hill defending the fact that the Beatles are the greatest band ever.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a hill I'm willing.
I know. It's hard for me.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
I don't think I have one. What's yours?
I'll die on that hill.
What hill?
White eggs come from white chickens,
no,
and brown eggs come from brown chickens. I'll die on the hill with the chickens.
You are, dude.
Brown.
You're dying on that hill.
White.
You are.
It's true.
Have you ever been
been on a hill? Been at a, what? Barb?
I'm just saying.
Produce section? No, oh, that would be egg section.
Have you ever been around chickens?
Yeah. And although I noticed that all the white chickens, they lay white eggs, and the brown chickens, they lay the brown eggs. That's what makes the brown egg brown, is from the chicken. If it was a green chicken, that'd be a green egg. Yep, I'm on the hill dying over here, people. I'm on the hill. What hill are you on? How come you're not dying on a hill?
If I had to die on a hill, I'm trying to think. You know what hill I'd die on?
What hill's that?
I would die on the hill, and I can't, I'm struggling to pick one.
Oh, they got many hills.
No, but it's one big hill, but it's
many things to die
many
for.
Many things to die for. Here's what the hill that I'm going to die on.
Okay.
The movies that people list as classics. The movies like Citizen Kane and Gone with the Wind, and I could name a bunch of them. They're dumb. They're bad. They're terrible movies. But you got, y'all have like, oh, took a theater class or something with, it's literature and it's perfect. The subtle overtones with which the director has led us on the... Shut up. The movies suck. And you know they suck, but you pretend you like them because you think it makes you look smart. But it doesn't make you look smart because the movies suck.
Okay.
I remember somebody telling me to watch Citizen Kane. Rosebud. I saw it through and I'm like, what? What? Wait, what?
That's the classic?
Oh, because it's in black and white.
Right, it's old.
Somehow, commenting on the disposition of the poor.
It's a life metaphor. It's art. We're artists.
It's not a metaphor. It's not art. It's bad.
Yeah, but you're right. They label it a classic. So if I want to look like I'm learned, I would just say, oh, those are the
best. No, you don't understand. See, I was at Berkeley in a film class, and we, like, dissected that movie. And if you, like, here's my thing. Movies are meant to be, like, they're eye food is what they are.
Yeah.
And so if you have to sit down amongst 40 other people in a lyceum and a whiteboard, and somebody goes, no, what you didn't understand, then it's not a good movie.
Okay.
If it has to be explained to you at the end why it's good,
then it's not good.
Tell me, if I tell you a joke and at the end I got to go, you see what happened was, is it a funny joke?
No.
Then that movie sucks. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so that's the hill you're dying on.
Mine's good. Yours is actually inaccurate.
No, mine's dead spot on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm on my hill throwing eggs at you.
Okay,
you
throw
your
eggs, and I'm throwing VHS copies. No, I'm throwing 8mm film canisters at you. Some people said the hill they would die on is candy corn is disgusting. That's a hill I would not defend. Like, candy corn is awesome.
Yeah, it's not that bad. You can die on the hill for that one. I don't care.
Yeah, but would you defend it the opposite way? Because I would die on the hill. Candy corn's awesome.
Oh, no, I would not defend the candy corn.
You wouldn't
hill
defend,
person.
But you wouldn't. You yeah.
Right. I would be in the valley between the two
You're
hills.
You're Switzerland.
Your hill, yes, in the candy corn.
You don't want to be in that. You want to be on the valley behind one of us.
Yeah.
You don't want
right.
to be in this. That's called crossfire.
Yeah, gotcha. I don't want. These hills scare me now.
Somebody wants to die on the hill that mermaids exist.
Okay, that's a moron.
Oh. Same person said Steve's right about the eggs.
Nicely done.
Yeah, see what I did there?
I see
what
you did with the hill, but yeah.
All right, so here's our problem. We're afraid that you don't get it. What we want you, we're giving you a radio station right now to say something.
But you dig your heels in on.
Dig your heels in on. Basically, probably what it will be for most of you is there's a popular opinion out there, and you're saying, that's not true.
Exactly. There it is.
I'm willing to dig my heels in on. I'm willing to die on that hill. What will you defend to the death? Kevin.
Yay.
Yay.
What hill are we dying on?
The Beatles is the biggest fraud perpetuated on the American people ever. I do not get that band at all.
Wow.
So, Aaron, if she were in here, she would be screaming at you. Why do you feel that way?
I don't get it. The songs just sound weak and tinny to me. I do not get why they've inspired.
So are you a Stones guy?
Not much either. Sorry. I like the Stones a lot more than the Beatles, but I wouldn't die on the hill for the Stones. But
overly hyped. Beatles are overly hyped.
There's a lot of things. It's the music and the movie thing. There are certain things that are old where people go, it's amazing because it's old. And I look at it and go, it's awful because it's old.
It just sucks.
I like the new stuff. There's people, oh my God, I just got this classic typewriter that's so cool. I'm like, you know what I have? I can do any of the fonts that you have. Like, why would I want?
And more and, on my device.
And also it auto-corrects.
Right.
Nice. No, but you don't understand. It's classic. It's like the Beatles and Citizen Kane. Right. I do understand. Antiquated.
That sucks.
Ashley?
Jack?
Yeah. Yay. What hill are you dying on?
I'm dying on the hill of population control by means of fines.
What is it? What
By
is
means
it?
Of fines?
Yeah, like if you have too many kids, you're like, I feel like you're hogging resources and you should be fined for it.
You're just being selfish.
So like
you're
on your order. Second kid, there's like, does just the fines get larger the more you procreate? Is that the hill you're on?
Okay, so this is my personal standing. You should only have two kids. Any more than that and you should be fined. But I'm open to the argument of having three kids because... You know, whatever reason, but
wow,
you know,
I like where your head's
you have to
at.
Pay extra.
So the rich can have as many kids as they want, and the poor have to stop because they can't afford the fines. That's good.
I mean, yeah, if the rich want to have that many kids, but I feel like,
you're raising revenue for
that
every
is,
kid.
See? That's right. Right.
That's a weird hill to die on, but thank you for the call, Ashley. Riley.
Yes.
Yes.
What hill are you dying on?
I am dying on the hill that it is pronounced GIF and not GIF.
Okay, wait.
Here's the problem.
What was it?
It's the GIF, and you know, it's like the animated things or whatever, and everyone in the world calls it GIF.
Yeah.
GIF, right. The guy who invented it said, no, I intended it for it to be GIF.
Oh.
But it is a graphic... The first word is graphic.
Okay.
But he wanted it to be called GIF.
GIF, like a peanut butter type
right.
of thing.
But... So who do you believe? Everyone who says it this way, GIF, or the guy who invented it who wants it to be...
I think that guy needs to shut up.
I agree. Hey, Riley, you're not alone on that hill. There's only one guy on the other hill that shouldn't take long.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Bethany?
Yay.
Yay.
What hill are you dying on?
Chocolate cake is the worst, and rainbow sparkle cake is the best.
You just made
that's
every,
a good. Yeah, that's a good. Guess, that's a good hill.
Yeah. That's a fun hill.
I don't think I like chocolate cake though.
Yeah.
So I'm not on the hill with you, right. But
it's just the texture. I love chocolate, like actual hard dark chocolate.
Okay.
And anything that doesn't have that texture, I just can't stand behind. So even chocolate ice cream, chocolate frosting, it just doesn't get there for me.
You go, girl.
Yeah, Bethany.
Own that hill. Thank you for the call. Amber.
Yay.
Yay.
What hill are you on?
Slices of tomatoes ruin burgers.
No,
amen. I'm coming up the hill, Amber.
Dave, you put ketchup on your burger?
Yeah.
Hypocrite! That's a slice of tomato that just got pureed more, but it's still... Oh! Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.